Now to that warning from the head of Australia's Secret Intelligence Service. In a rare public appearance, Nick Warner said that even though Islamic State militants may be losing ground in the Middle East, its ideology has spread too far to be destroyed anytime soon. In his address in Washington last week, he also raised concerns about Islamic extremism in Southeast Asia. Colin Cozier has our report.
The Overseas Spy Service, ASIS, is considered Australia's most secretive intelligence agency. Nick Warner is the agency's only chief to have ever spoken publicly in its 60 years of operation. The latest was his appearance at a panel discussion in Washington with his UK, US and Afghani counterparts.
I think the business model that has served us all so well for six decades has to change. If it doesn't change, we fail. We're changing already, and what we're changing pretty much is everything.
As well as changing with the times, the ASIS Director General talked about the threat of terrorism in the Middle East and closer to home.
In Australia's backyard, in Southeast Asia, there are now ISIL affiliates in Indonesia, in the southern Philippines. This year there have been four small-scale and pretty hopeless terrorist attacks. But the willingness is there, the ideology is there.
He warns the southern Philippines are a particular concern. He says extremists look likely to establish a fully-fledged Islamic State branch there.
That worries me a lot. I can see that acting as a magnet for wannabe jihadists and for returnees out of the caliphate as that is destroyed.
Rory Medcalf is the head of the National Security College at the Australian National University. He says Mr. Warner's focus on Southeast Asia is reasonable.
After all, it's the one region of the world where Australia's intelligence agencies, I think, can make a fundamental difference, whereas in the Middle East or elsewhere, we're essentially part of a much wider team effort. If you look at the impact that Australia's had in the past in Southeast Asia, for example, in the response to the Bali bombings or in anticipating and, I suspect, preventing other terrorist attacks in Southeast Asia, it makes good sense to focus our efforts there.
Mr. Warner says he has no doubt the so-called Islamic State's Middle East caliphate will fail in time, but he warns it could be followed by a protracted Sunni insurgency.
And even if the protracted Sunni insurgency doesn't follow, I think the ideology of Al-Qaeda, the ideology of ISIL has spread too far, too widely for us to be able to destroy it anytime soon.
Rory Medcalf again.
What's really significant about these remarks is that he's recognising the dramatic changes in the international security environment that Australia's spies have to adapt to. If we're going to have a country that essentially protects its interests into the future.
Mr. Warner was applauded for his response to a question over whether Australia trusted sharing intelligence with the US after the Edward Snowden leaks.
All I would say is I'm amazed still that there's a debate about this in the United States. Edward Snowden damaged your national security in very significant ways.
That's the head of the Australian Secret Intelligence Service, Nick Warner, ending that report by Colin Cozier.